That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, I hope you are all super excited for a new episode of Happy Hour this week. This one's just me flying solo again. But before I get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. The show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. If you remember from my previous episodes, Cash App has a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. Whether you owe a friend for a bet you lost or just want to settle a group dinner that one person paid for, Cash App is the app to use. That's when I typically use it and find it the most convenient is just settling group dinners. And Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boost, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. I know I've told you guys about this before, but you can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed into a free debit card, which sounds pretty good to me. I'm also so excited to be working with Cash App to be supporting one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps, just one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which sounds like a pretty awesome deal to me. Again, use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. So now, getting into the episode, you guys. I'm so excited for this one. I feel like it's just going to be very low-key and chill. We're just going to be chatting, catching up. I know I can't hear you and what you have to say right now, but yeah, I just feel like we really needed to catch up. So this is kind of going to be a little life update, talk about me talking about my holiday plans and specifically SoulCycle, which I know you're probably like, what? That's like random. But I feel like I needed to dedicate a big portion at least of one episode, if not like a whole episode to SoulCycle since it's like such a big part of my life. And when I asked you guys for recommendations, I got so many questions about SoulCycle to just talk all about it. And yeah, I honestly could talk about it for hours. So this should be easy, but yeah, I barely want to edit this. I've actually been having really fun, like, barely editing my podcast at all. And if I could just do it all in one go, in one take, I would. And this probably will be that. So, again, if I have to do my breathing, do you guys remember on Thanksgiving? I was like, I need to breathe. And, you know, that's a good reminder for us all. It's like I just kicked my chair. That's staying in there. I'm not editing. This is going to be like an unedited day in my life. I keep wanting to do that. Actually, I have never done that. But yeah, I just wrote that down in my little video ideas list because I feel like that would be really fun to just be really raw and real with you guys. But that's how the podcast always is because it's such like long form content anyway. So this is going to be fun. I'm excited. Also, this one might be a little bit on the shorter end just because I'm bad at time management and want to make sure I can get to my core power yoga class when I'm done recording this. So if you're like, why is this one only like 45 minutes or 50 minutes? That's why, if we're being honest. Okay, so yeah, I told you guys basically what it's going to be about. A lot of SoulCycle, little life update, holiday plans. But first, can I just be honest and tell you guys that I'm feeling like my best self and living my best life today because I just got back from my hair appointment, which usually, you guys, I know this sounds so bougie, but my hair will take like 3.5 or 4 hours to get done, which is a long time. But honestly, I'm so used to it now. It goes by so quick. And I love my hairdresser, Kyle. If you guys know, I've talked about Kyle a bunch before, like in videos and stuff. I don't know if I've ever talked about him on a podcast, but this is just very relevant to here and now and today. because, yeah, I just got back from getting my hair done, and I always just feel, like, so fresh and amazing when I walk out of Salon at Côté. That's where I go on Newbury, but, yeah, Kyle just understands me, and honestly, you guys, like, I know it's a while to be sitting in the chair, but I feel like quality over quantity. That doesn't really make sense in this scenario. But all I'm saying is someone that's going to take the time to, like, really perfect how they do your hair, I would rather have that than someone that rushes through it. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't really know a saying for it, but you, like, get what you pay for, I guess. Like, it makes sense that it takes a while because, especially me, I have so much hair. And yeah, it's just nice that he takes the time to do, like, so many fine foils so my hair ends up looking really nice and cuts it just how I want. And the reason I love Kyle so much is because he never makes me cut my hair if I don't want to. We call them, like, baby trims and, like, dusting. Like, we barely will trim off anything. But this time I was like, okay, my hair is, like, past my belly button. This is getting a little crazy. So we cut off, like, an inch. But he just really listens to me and always makes it how I want it to look. So anyway, I just wanted to, yeah, quick shout out to Kyle because love him, and that's what's going on with me today. Just got my hair done, going to yoga. Oh my gosh, I'm getting dinner with my little tonight. I can't wait, you guys. I literally love Juliet so much. And I miss her because she's been in final season, and, like, all my friends at BU have been so busy, but obviously I get it. I was in finals too once at BU, and I know how tough it is. So, yes. Then I just thought this would be fun if we, like, caught up for a moment. So yesterday my car got towed, and so I'm recording this on Thursday, and it's going up, like, tonight, basically. If you guys are, like, a big fan of the podcast, you would notice that it always goes up at, like, 11 midnight-ish on Thursday, because I just really want it to be available, like, bright and early on Friday if you're driving to work or whatever. I always say that. But yeah, I just want it to be available, like, all of Friday to listen, since it's a happy hour podcast, and I hope it's an hour of putting you in a good mood and just, like, happy times. But yes, so I'm recording this on Thursday. So yesterday was Wednesday, and if you guys saw my Instagram story, my car got towed. How sad. I talk about it completely in my Vlogmas that I'm posting today, because I always, like, film one day and then post it the next day so I have time to edit it and everything. Told you we were going to be breathing throughout this. So, oh, wait, and by the way, I just want to say about that really quick. I got the funniest comment on my YouTube the other day, and on one of my YouTube videos, and this girl was like, I have been so behind on your videos, I haven't, like, caught up in a while, and she was like, I just had this dream last night that you were pregnant, and I freaked out and, like, came to watch your videos to see if you were or something, and I was like, what the heck, no? But then all these comments were like, guys, she keeps saying she's out of breath, which, like, I have been very out of breath recently, but I'm not pregnant, like, 100% not pregnant. So if you guys have any other explanations of why I keep feeling out of breath, let me know. I think it's just winter and the air is dry and I talk really quick, so I need to, like, take a moment, you know? Okay, as I was saying, my car got towed yesterday. So quick synopsis, if you, like, didn't watch my video or anything, or if you care, just want to hear me blab on. Basically, Taylor and I got our pedicures done at, like, 5 yesterday. And then she was like, oh, will you drop me off at Tucker's, her boyfriend? And he lives in this, like, I don't know how to describe it. This street, it's like a side street. It's like a nice area. And, like, it's, like, called an island or, like, a center, like, kind of median thing. It's just, like, a patch of grass in the middle of the street, but one way is, like, one side of the street is one way and the other side of the street is the other way of driving, if that makes sense. And so Taylor was like, I always park, like, right in the middle of the street at the end of the center aisle. Is that what it's called? I forget what my ticket said and what the lady said when I went to go pick up my towed car. But she was like, yeah, you definitely can't park there. And there's no signs that says you can't park there. Taylor was like, oh, I always park here. Like, you'll be fine. And, like, his sister parks there for, like, hours. And, yeah, so that didn't work. Because we looked out the window because me and Taylor were about, oh, yeah, I was in the middle of, like, another, I was about to say crisis. I need to stop being so dramatic. Everything worked out. It was fine. But I was in the middle of, like, this other issue, and we were going to leave. And she was like, where's your car? And I was like, what do you mean? And at first we thought it was stolen because I couldn't find my keys. And I was like, oh, I left the keys in the car. Like, someone stole it. But then I found the keys and we were like, okay, you know what? Silver lining is no one stole my car and it was just towed. So last night was an eventful night. And I just feel lucky that the tow place was open so late that we could go get it. And if you ever get your car towed, it really sucks. But it kind of it's always like a good thing for me, and just like slaps me back into reality of being like, Gretchen, you need to just like slow down basically and find a parking spot that you can actually park in, right? And like legally park there so that you don't get towed off the median of this thing or in like a tow zone that's for like commercial vehicles or whatever, because that's no good. So yeah, anytime my car has gotten towed, it's not been a good thing, but reminds me that I need to be careful, right? So that happened last night. Also just wanted to say, just got a new plant in my room. It's really transformed my room. It's just changed my life, this new plant. No, I'm being dramatic again, but I really do like it, and I feel like it's bringing some life to my room. And if you guys have been watching my vlogs, you would know just how lost I feel with interior decorating and design. I'm so bad at it. I can't do it. It stresses me out. And Tucker's mom actually is an interior designer, so I was sitting with her last night showing her photos of my room, and I was like, oh, sis, I need your help. Like, I wish we just started from square one, and when I first moved in, I knew you, and you could just tell me everything and how I needed it to be, because now we're halfway through the lease, I have all this furniture already, and I feel like everything is just set up poorly, but I'm doing the best I can. And I'm like, okay, girl, I'm going to use you when I move into my house one day, or next apartment, or whatever it is. But I do like my new plant, and I do like the picture frame I got for my 1 year anniversary gift from Max. If you guys saw, he got me a like constellation photo. It's so cute. It's like a print you order online, and it's like the night sky of our anniversary of like the day we started dating. And what does it say in there? It says, best day of my life, Bubba. I love you. Like something so cute like that. And yeah, I just love it so much. So I got a frame for it, hung it up right by the plant. We're doing great. Yes. So that's just like currently, like right now in life, what's happening. But you guys know I always start with what I'm happy about and like right now, just currently, and like a little happy quote. So happy time right now. What I'm really happy about is obviously just that it's the holiday season and that Christmas is coming up. It's just such a happy, like joyful time. And Christmas has just always been my favorite holiday. I can just remember as a kid, like being so giddy for Christmas to come and so excited for like, honestly, the food on Christmas, but the right answer, spending time with family and just like the snow. Like I love playing in the snow and obviously the presents and just like everything that comes with it. So yeah, and I feel like especially as you get older, it's way less about the presents. Like I did not tell one person a present that I want. I don't care. I don't want anything. Like at this point in my life, material things mean a lot less to me than like quality time with someone or like a trip or like tickets to do something with someone. Like I'm so much more about experiences. Like I'd much rather just have my whole family together and like Max and Lucy and Dara than someone give me something. So that's honestly what I'm like really excited for, and what I'm really happy about is actually tomorrow afternoon I am going to Albany for the weekend to visit my mama, and I'm gonna help her decorate for Christmas before me and Max and Lucy and Dara all go home to Albany for Christmas, so that we have a tree and all the decorations and everything, and she wants me to help her with that, and obviously that's so fun. So I'm so excited to go visit her. We're gonna get a Christmas tree because she still hasn't done that yet, and yeah, that's going to be really fun. And also, this is a lot of things that I'm happy about, but today's Thursday and Sunday I get to see Max again. I'm so excited. What's so weird, you guys, is I think that this past time we've gone like 2.5 weeks without seeing each other, but it feels like ages. And we've gone like 3 weeks or a month or whatever, but this one feels like so long. I think because I just want to be with him that much more, and I'm just over the long distance. And yesterday on FaceTime, he was like, Gretchen, we're not even halfway through like the long distance. And I'm like, oh, don't say that. But really excited to see him. And obviously, I'm most excited to see Lucy because I have not seen that girl since the end of August, which is so crazy. And I always thought that I would go visit her during this fall, but this fall has been so crazy for me and for her for like a lot of reasons. I've been traveling a lot, and obviously with Max and me being long distance, I've been visiting him a lot, visiting my mom, going to Long Island, and yeah, so it's just been a lot of travel and craziness. But also it hasn't really been the best time for me to go visit Lucy in Ireland because she had a job, switched jobs, has this new job, and so she's working a lot too anyway. So anyway, it's just gonna be really good to see her over Christmas when she's home in Albany, and obviously see Dara too. But if you guys care about what Lucy's up to, I'm sure we'll talk about it when she's like in my videos when I'm with her, and I fully plan on doing a podcast episode with her, which is just going to be amazing. But I won't even say like where or anything. I don't want to like get too specific, but she had this one job that she was liking and it ended really poorly. And I just feel like that's a good lesson. It honestly reminds me of a part of what I learned in layway rowing to a degree, which is just that you need to like stick up for yourself and not let yourself be like mistreated or like disrespected is really what I mean. Like let someone like talk down to you or be rude to you or anything. And especially now that I'm 22 and like so is Lucy, obviously we're twins. Now that we're adults, really, like you have to just like put yourself first. And I know some people are unhappy in jobs and whatever, but this was just like a bad situation. So I'm so happy she got out of that job. And what was really nice to hear was that this woman came up to her and gave her a hug when she was just having a bad day and was like, never let anyone speak to you like that. And yeah, I know this is like all vague and weird of me to say, but I'm just happy that she is at this new job where she's really happy right now. She feels really fulfilled. She's working at a hotel if you guys are interested, and she's just having a lot of fun. And she was telling me yesterday on FaceTime how the, like, I don't know how to describe it, the titles there or like the roles that you do are different than in restaurants like in America. So she's kind of like in like the restaurant section of the hotel, and instead of it being like America, how there's a bartender and a busser and a waitress, it's kind of all three of those combined. So she is kind of doing a lot of things, but she's like meeting all these people, being so social, having a lot of fun, working like a lot of hours and long hours and crazy hours, but she's doing so good. And obviously main thing for her to be over there is she's so happy to be with her boyfriend Dara since they were long distance for so long. So I'm so happy for her, although I miss her like crazy and I cannot wait to see her. So that was just a lot of what I'm happy about and a little Lucy update. But yeah, okay, then I wanted to talk about, I know I always say like a happy quote, but this is just kind of a saying that I just thought of because I was thinking about family and how much they matter. And yeah, so I just thought I would just say this quickly is, who was I saying this to the other day? One of my friends. So if you guys have parents that are like really involved and really, what's the term? Is helicopter parent the term I'm looking for? Like parents that are like overly involved, and some kids get so annoyed with that and are like, oh, my mom or my dad is crazy or whatever. And they're like tracking me and always, you know, up in my business. But I always think of it as like, if your biggest problem is that your mom or your dad or whoever is cares too much, that's a good problem to have, right? Because I always think like, wouldn't that be so much better than if you had a parent that was so non-involved and didn't care? Like you would wish that your parent did care and was involved and was interested in your life. So yeah, I just wanted to say that if you have people that care so much about you that they might bother you sometimes with their interest and their concern and their love, that's a good problem to have. And I'm not just saying this like, I don't know how to say this in the right way. I'm not just saying this because you guys know I lost my dad and I'm like, oh, like if they care about you a lot, like be lucky. I don't even have a dad. It's not like that. It's like my dad was someone that was so, so like interested and involved in Lucy's my life. Like, yeah, just he always knew what was going on and was always texting us about everything. And I can remember times growing up being like, oh my gosh, Dad, like, why do you care about this? Or what does it matter about this test grade? Or he just was so interested and involved in my life. But yeah, even before he passed, I would just always reflect and be like, oh, Gretchen, like, you can't get upset with that and like the love and the care of a parent because, you know, he's acting this way because he loves and cares about you so much. Like, that's not a bad thing to have going on, right? So I don't know, I just wanted to say that. I don't know if that was really like a quote or just a little something that I've taken in my 22 years of life, is that when someone cares too much and is bothering you with how much they care, it's a good thing that they care, and ultimately you want people to care about you, right? So yeah, just thought I would say that. But oh, wow, I've been, you know, dancing around this podcast for a while and just talking a lot and chatting, but I hope you guys like that because, honestly, just catching up right now reminds me of when I listened to Gals on the Go with Brooke and Danielle, and they, I feel like, just catch up with you guys for a while in the beginning of their podcast, and that's my favorite part of their podcast, honestly, is when they're just talking about life right now and just chatting with each other because I just feel like I'm really hanging out with them, so I hope you guys feel the same way. But yeah, let's get into the workouts, right? So I just wanted to say that I really feel like I've been trying to get back on the grind of working out, and I feel like November, not like I fell off the bandwagon or anything, but since I was traveling so much, it was so hard, and I was in Curacao for like a week, and then visiting Max, it's not hard to work out there, but I just have to figure out like my schedule and what I'm doing, and I go to a gym there, and I can go to Stride and go to Tori's spin studio and her, you know, spin classes, but it's just like different being with Max again and figuring out like our schedule and when he's going to hockey, and it's not like I have my normal core powers that I go to here, my core power classes, my soul cycle classes, and my normal gym that I'm used to. It's just different. So November was definitely tough, and then I was in Long Island for a while with family, and I was kind of like running around outside with my aunt, but it was just like a lot of change traveling so much. So I feel really happy that I have been in Boston for the last, how long has it been now, like 2 weeks, to get back on my workout grind, and I finally feel like I've caught back up to how I was before at SoulCycle, which sounds like so weird to say, but I feel like when I first came back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I like, can't keep up with these classes again. Like, it's so tough after I, you know, take a while off from Soul or travel or anything, but I feel like I'm really getting back on my game, and that feels like really good to be getting back in shape. Or I don't even know if I notice a difference with how I look, just how I feel while I'm working out. I feel a lot better. I feel like I'm building my endurance and more used to it. I also tried SLT for the first time the other day. If you guys saw my Vlogmas where I went to, yeah, my like first Pilates class, which honestly, I think my first Pilates class was forever ago with Lucy and Albany, but I don't know if I like barely did it. I don't even count that. I don't remember the name of the place. We did it randomly once. Barely. I think we were like late anyway. So I don't even know what that was. It might not even have been Pilates. My first true like SLT Pilates class on their reformer was the other week, and I went with Maggie and Emma and Natalie, and it was so good. I was going to say fun. I don't know if fun is how I describe it, since it was my first one and it was really hard. And I think I like fell off twice because I was just struggling. It was so like little movements and just really feels like you're burning out your muscles. And my core was sore for I think a week. I like couldn't do one more sit up because I was so sore. And I need to go back because I know that it's a workout that's so challenging for me that that's like a good thing, and I should strive to push myself and do more than just, you know, like SoulCycle and yoga. So I want to like mix that into my routine more because it was so hard that I know that that's a good thing for me and like challenging. And yeah, I always like staying challenged. And I know I've been mentioning core power, so if you guys don't have core power where you live, I know there's like a bunch of studios kind of all over the US, I think. I know they actually have one in Philly, so if Max was closer to Philly, that would be nice because I would like go while I'm there, but it's kind of like an hour from Reading. So anyway, Core Power is just like yoga studios, and they have a bunch of different yoga classes. I remember in college, I would always go to HPF, which stands for like Hot Power Fusion, and it's basically like, is Bikram the right term? It's just like really, really hot in there, like the hottest one they have. I don't even really see them like on the schedule that much anymore. I feel like people barely do that one, or, well, I'm just speaking for myself. I haven't done that one in so long because I would just do that in college, like in the winter, because it would be really warm, like really slow, just stretching movements, because I don't even think you can move around that fast in those type of classes. They are like that hot, and I feel like I would do them my freshman year to like lose weight for lightweight rowing, which is really sad. So I think a part of me is scared to go back to that class just because I remember the conditions and like the, you know, circumstances that I would be going in the past. Like, I'm scared of saunas. All my friends know that because I would go sit in the sauna for a freaking like hour or two to try to lose weight for lightweight rowing. So a little PTSD. But anyway, that's why I go to the other classes there. My favorite is Sculpt in C2. Basically, Sculpt is like hot yoga with like weights mixed in. So it's kind of like a little workout too, and you get your arms and your glutes and your abs and everything. So I love Sculpt. I feel like that's definitely the most like popular class at Core Power, and everyone loves Sculpt. It's like a fun time. But C2 is also really challenging. It might be a little hotter than Sculpt, and there's no weights, but it's still a lot of like body weight stuff. And gets really hot in there, and you are just like dripping in both of those classes. So they're definitely both like hot yoga, just C2 is a little bit hotter with less, like no weights. And yeah, I've really been into that too, and I feel like it's a really good balance from like running and cycling so much, because you're just like stretching out and working out in like another way, and I feel like balance is really key. So I know today that I need yoga, for example, because I went to SoulCycle yesterday, I'm going to SoulCycle tomorrow morning, And yeah, I just thought I would also quickly say that I'm confused just like you guys are. I always feel confused about nutrition and fitness, and I'm reminding myself of Tori. This wouldn't be a Gretchen podcast if I didn't talk about how much I love Tori. You guys know I'm literally obsessed with Tori J. Simone. You guys know her podcast, Manifest with Tori. She's the one that has the Spin Studio Stride. And I remember her first episode ever, and her first episode that I listened to was all about how confused she was about like fitness and nutrition, and it is confusing, and I always talk about that. But especially with working out, like right now, I know that I really enjoy running, I really enjoy SoulCycle, I really enjoy Core Power, and SLT I know is something that I should start to really enjoy, and it's something that I really want to do because I know it's good for me, right? So I think all four of those things are really good. Also like weight training in there somewhere, I don't know, but I don't know how to find balance with all of them, because if it was up to me, I would go to SoulCycle every day because I love it that much. And wait, I like Core Power too, so I want to do those like classes every day or every other day. But then when am I doing SLT and when am I running and when am I doing weight training? You know, so it's just been hard for me to like find balance. And some days I'll go to a SoulCycle and a Core Power and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to lay on the couch all day. I'm so tired because I just worked out for like 2 hours, you know? So I'm having trouble finding balance, but then there will be times where I don't work out for like 3 days in a row when I feel like a couch potato. So yeah, I'm confused. I'm as confused as you guys are, but yeah. Okay, I've been talking for so long, and before we dive into the nitty gritty of SoulCycle, let me just introduce another sponsor of today's show. Yay! HelloFresh. So you guys know I've been getting HelloFresh delivered and cooking with them for years now. By the way, the sweet potato tacos are definitely my fave. And okay, honestly, I had the chickpea couscous the other day. So good. Like amazing. And it's making me hungry right now just talking about them. So HelloFresh makes cooking meals at home a reality regardless of your comfort in the kitchen. There's something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian, and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. Also, side note, you guys, when I was making my HelloFresh the other day, I realized you can now add cookie dough and garlic bread. Like, hello, I need that. They have these extras, so you can add those in there. That's like an option if you guys want that. I cannot wait to try the cookie dough in specific. But yeah, HelloFresh has more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you know you'll get something delicious. You can easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need to. So you can start by getting 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/happyhour9 and using the code happyhour9. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/happyhour9 and using my promo code happyhour9. Woo! Okay, now let's dive into SoulCycle, right? I feel like I've been beating around the bush because I've been wanting to talk about it this whole episode. Yay. Okay, if you don't know what SoulCycle is, let's just start with the basics, right? It is rhythmic, like riding or biking, right? So you are riding to the beat of the song. And what's really funny, you guys, is I feel like hearing the beat in a song is so easy for me. Like I can clap along. Like if someone were to play you a song, I feel like, well, I thought that everybody could just clap along. And I think for some people, it's a lot harder than others. So I guess SoulCycle is something that came a little bit more natural to me. Maybe it's harder for other people. Max, for example, I love you, babe, when you're listening to this, and I'm using you as an example because I played you a song before and asked you to clap to the beat, and guys, he couldn't do it. Max, you literally couldn't. And I think for some songs that's like really clear beat, you could do it. But so I think for some people, it's harder to get into SoulCycle, and especially if you can't hear the beat, it's going to be hard for you to get on the rhythm of the class. But I think for most people, they can. Like most classes where I go, where it's like a lot of advanced riders, everyone's on the beat of the song. So if you go enough, it's really just like practice makes perfect. And I always say this, but my first 3 classes I went to, I honestly hated. Like I really didn't like them. And I think the biggest reason for that is I didn't know that I could like take off the resistance, and my resistance was just up so high that it made it extremely unenjoyable. Is that a word? Not enjoyable. And I could not catch the beat of the fast songs because my resistance was up so high, and I was just used to, again, my lightweight rowing experience, and we would use biking as cross training. And you would just have the resistance up really high, and you would just be like cranking away at the bike, and it would be like a big hill, as you would say in SoulCycle. So I just wasn't used to being able to take off the resistance and just, you know, moving my legs a little quicker. So I started going to SoulCycle my summer going into my sophomore year of college, which was the summer of 2016, which is crazy that that is over 3 years ago, because it feels like yesterday walking into my first SoulCycle studio ever in Montauk, which, by the way, you guys, I was not prepared for how other studios are, because the ones in the Hamptons, well, first of all, those classes are a lot more expensive than all the other studios, and I think it really depends on, you know, the location of the studio that you're going to. The prices are kind of different everywhere. Like, I know New York is more expensive than Boston, for example, but then ones in Florida, I think, might be the same as Boston, like California. So it's all a little different. But the Hamptons are, like, the most expensive. I want to say one SoulCycle class there is, like, 40, 42, something nutty. But going there, I wasn't prepared for the other ones, because I walked into the class and every single bike had, well, this is funny too, because back in the day they used to work with Smart Water. So every single bike had a Smart Water bottle waiting on it and the towel and the whole thing, and it was all ready. So I would come to the ones in Boston and I would sit on my bike and I would have to call someone working over, and I would be like, hi, where's my water bottle? I'm so confused. Like, all the classes I went to before had water bottles. And they're like, oh, we don't do that here. So I think that's just a Hamptons thing. And now it's not even Smart Water anymore. It's Fiji. But I learned the hard way that all the other studios, you have to, like, go buy the water. It doesn't just, like, come with the class. Does the Hamptons studio still do that, by the way, guys? I don't know. I haven't been in a while. But yeah, I just thought that was funny. I just, like, didn't know what I was getting myself into and was very, like, unprepared. Unprepared. That's the right word. Unprepared. Not prepared. I don't know. Am I saying English half the time? I just don't know. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the, like, intimidation factor, I guess I would call it, of SoulCycle, because I know it can be intimidating. I think any workout class, like, fitness experience is going to be intimidating your first time and if you're new, because it's just something new that you haven't done before. But I know SoulCycle especially, I guess I started early enough that I didn't hear enough about it that to the point that I would be, like, really scared. But I know, like, some of my friends in college, I really would have to convince them to just try it with me at least once to see how they would like it, and everyone ends up being hooked and loving it. But yeah, I know people can think that SoulCycle has, like, a cult following, or it's, like, really exclusive. And I would say that there is a big, very loyal following of SoulCycle, and I would say I'm a part of that extremely, because I just love it that much, and I could go on and on of why it's so amazing. Like, I truly don't ever feel like I'm going there to work out. I mean, it is a workout, but I just think of it as, like, going to have fun, and it's so good for my mental health, and it's just, like, so happy, and I have the biggest, like, kind of runner's high and just endorphins after the class, because it's just such a good time, and I just, yeah, feel like mentally such a space for me to, like, unwind and not be on my phone and be in this dark room and just focus on me and myself and being really present. And especially my last couple of classes, I've noticed that I've really found myself being so present again and not even thinking about anything really or anything outside of the class, just being so in the moment and focused on, like, the beat of the song and just hearing the words that the instructors are saying. And your instructor really does make your experience, and all instructors are different, and they can be really, like, motivational. Some can be really just encouraging with the class itself, and some I feel like I'm going to, like, a coach. Some can just make you feel like your boss ass bitch self. Am I allowed to say that on here? And yeah, so I'm getting carried away, but let's bring it back. I have my notes in front of me, so this is helping me. But I was saying that I know it can be intimidating, but I think, like anything else, just gotta jump in there and try it. And if you try it at least once, say you hate it and it's not for you, well, good for you. You at least tried it. And if you know it's not for you, then go take your yoga classes or your Barry's bootcamp classes, or, you know what I mean? But I think it's definitely worth a try or a couple tries, because honestly, after my first three times, I probably would have told you that it still wasn't for me. And now I'm obsessed. So yeah, just try it out. Okay. Then I wrote down, this isn't any specific order, but I wrote down shoe rentals. So if you were, like, new and you didn't know, you can't wear, like, normal sneakers going to a SoulCycle class. I know at Stride for Tori Spin Studio, you can. Like, their bikes are cool. They have one side of the bike is just if you have sneakers, and the other side, they have cleats, but they have the SPD cleats. And at SoulCycle, you can wear either type of spin shoes on the bikes, because one side of the bike, the normal ones that they have their rental shoes, and, like, pretty much everybody I see has these type of spin shoes, are the Delta cleats, just, like, the big, like, triangle looking ones, and then the other side is the SPD cleat shoes. I'm getting really into it. So if you have either of those, they'll work at SoulCycle. And my preference is the Delta cleat, actually, because I just feel a lot more stable, like, with my knee and everything. And it's just, like, a bigger area that you're clipping in, and I feel really secure. And I feel like the SPD is, like, maybe a little less, but that also might just be in my head because I've always done the Delta, and the SPD is, like, really new for me. But, yeah, SoulCycle, if you don't have spin shoes, you're just going to rent your shoes. I feel like most people do rent shoes. I just have my own because I'm a big, loyal fan. And if you, like, don't want to rent shoes, then, yeah, just bring your own spin shoes. They have towels for you, obviously. They actually also have bike pads, if you guys didn't know, like, seat pads, if that's what they're called. I think a lot of people don't know about those. And, like, the earplugs, too. If the music is, like, too loud for you, you can wear earplugs. They have those. They have, like, gum. If you want to chew your gum during class. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Yeah, just, like, if I ever remember. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't like it. It bothers me. But no matter what you do, you guys, don't chew gum and then leave it on the bike. It'll make me so mad. I remember one time, because you guys know I lived in East Village for summer, I had gum, and it was really, like, bothering me during the class. So I took it out, and I put it, like, in the cup holder of my bike during the class. And I was like, oh, I feel so bad that I'm doing this, but I just, like, can't have it in my mouth right now. And I remember I ran out at the end of the class, and I ran right back in, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And, like, the staff was already cleaning up. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I left my gum on my bike. That was so rude of me. Like, can I help you clean it off? Like, da-da-da. And I picked it off, and it wasn't, like, anything was left over or anything. But they were like, oh, my gosh, no. Like, thank you so much for coming back and getting it. Like, we can't tell you how many pieces of gum we find on the bikes. Like, it's so annoying. And so, yeah, just word of the wise, don't leave your gum on the bike because it's just rude and don't do that. And I don't think I've ever done it since then because I know if I left it there, I would just feel, like, literally so guilty and just terrible. Okay, I wrote down water bottles, which, like I said before, they used to have Smart Water, now they have Fiji Water, but it's just better if you bring your own. I always bring my own hydro flask. If for some rare reason I forget mine, then I'll, like, need to buy Fiji Water bottle, but, you know, save the environment. It's 2019, people. You don't need one of the plastic ones. Just bring your own, like, hydro flask, and you'll be good, or Swell, or whatever it is. And you can put it on, like, the water bottle holder on the bike. They have weights that you'll use during the class. So you can do 5-pound weights. You can do 3. I don't know why I started with 5. They all come with, like, 2 or 3 on the bike. I think the first 2 rows are 3 pounds, and then the back 2 or 3 rows are 2-pound weights. But yeah, you can pick whichever ones you want. And I usually try to challenge myself and go for 5s. But yeah, if it's your first couple classes, maybe do 2s or 3s. But, yeah, you can do it. I believe in you because it's just, like, a high rep and obviously, like, a lower weight. So, yeah, you will feel the burn. Trust me. And, oh, yeah, I talked about already how it's, like, different prices for different classes at different studios. And I wanted to talk a little bit just about, like, the soul experience in general. Like I said, I'm so obsessed with that because, and I'm going to try to articulate why it means so much to me. And like I said before, it's just a community that feels so welcoming and open to me, which is why I have a hard time if people are like, oh, I don't like SoulCycle, or it's like, I don't know, can be like an exclusive, like, community that's, like, rude or anything, because it's just so not like that. And I've never experienced that. And maybe it's like certain instructors, I don't know, but overall, the experience I've always had is just, like, so welcoming and such, like, a diverse community, and I just love it so much. Like, I've never felt so welcomed and loved and just accepted, and, like, why am I gonna get emotional talking about it? Damn, I just love SoulCycle. But yeah, I find myself crying at the end of a lot of classes, and especially they always have, like, a slow, just, like, in your feels song before the last song, which is, like, a sprint and you go home and it's like, woo, yay, the class is over. But, like, the second to last song will usually be, like, lights off and just, like, a very chill, like, Ed Sheeran, or, you know, like, actually, I don't know if, I guess him, but who am I thinking, like, Sam Smith, like, I don't know. Some, like, chill song. A lot of times I'll do, like, really fun Ed Sheeran remixes for the last song. Like, Castle on the Hill is one of my favorite ones to go home to because it's, like, a really quick beat. Or, like, Gypsy. Yeah, those are my favorite, like, last songs. But what I was saying, second to last song, I usually will be crying. That's also when the instructors will get really, like, inspirational and motivational and just, like, cute. And you're like, wow, they're so right. And you're just, like, in your feels. So, Yeah, it's really good for your physical health, obviously, but also your mental health. And it's a tough workout, but one that I enjoy so much. And, oh, I wanted to quickly talk about, too, because I'm saying it's like rhythmic riding. So basically, most classes, like typically how they're set up, is you are riding to the beat of the song on your right foot. So you're like hitting the rhythm of the song, the beat of the song, with your right foot. But sometimes they will have you switch to your left. And what's interesting is at SoulCycle, the instructors are mirroring the people in the class. So if you're an instructor, you're doing everything on your left, but just saying to do it on your right, if that makes sense. Like whenever I ride podium, for example, I ride on my left. And when she says, like, right, left for your arms, like doing little like arm dips or something, I'm really doing left, right. Like they're just doing everything opposite that everyone is doing in the class, if that makes sense. So I remember when I first started to try to ride on my left foot for some of the songs, it was very difficult. And if any of you ride SoulCycle, you might know what I'm talking about, but can be really hard to switch over if your muscle memory is just so ingrained in like your right leg, and you probably have more muscle on that side. And if you've always been like lopsided and just riding on your right leg, it can be really hard to switch on the left. So that happened to me last fall. I remember Sarah approached me, one of the instructors here, and was like, hey, I really want you to ride podium for my classes sometimes, because she's been teaching for so long, especially when instructors have been teaching for a while or they've been dealing with injury or they teach like a million classes a week. They'll have people ride for them that are experienced riders so that they can just walk around and instruct, and they can have someone else, you know, physically riding for them so they don't have to ride for, what's 45 minutes times four? Like literally Sarah, you guys, teaches four classes on Wednesdays, and I don't know how she does it, but if she had to do, wait, so that's an hour and a half times two. Yeah. So if she had to ride a bike for 3 hours in that day and how intense SoulCycle is, I don't know. Like I just feel like you would fall apart. So yeah, basically I had to learn how to ride on my left foot, and it was really frustrating. It was really hard. I remember crying at like after SoulCycle classes were over, which never would happen ever, but I was just so frustrated and I really wanted to do it. And finally I figured it out because I was just determined and I figured it out. But yeah, you ride on your right foot. Typically you ride on your left foot if you're an instructor or learning to be an instructor or riding the podium. And I think it's good when instructors have you ride on both. Like it'll mainly always be the right foot because that's what everyone's used to, but then if they switch it up for a song and say, okay, take this one on your left or whatever. So yeah, I just wanted to quickly talk about that because half the time people in my videos are like, what are you even talking about riding on the left or the right foot? So when I'm riding on my left, I'm just like hitting the rhythm, the beat of the song with my left leg. And also what's interesting is at Tori's studio, you guys at Stride, is they don't mirror their class. Like the people riding up on the podium, like when she's instructing her class, she's not mirroring what she's doing. She's just doing exactly what the class is doing. So you like look up, like you don't look the same as you do in SoulCycle. You don't, you aren't doing the same side at the same time. You're doing like the opposite because you're faced the other way. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I'm trying to make sense right now. But anyway, I wanted to quickly talk about the instructors, you guys, because there is a bunch of instructors that I've ridden with in Boston, obviously, that I've ridden with, that I've rode with, because I live here and I've lived here for like 5 years. Also, I'm going to talk about instructors in other areas. I'm realizing now, why didn't I lived in New York for a summer and I didn't write down any of those. Well, one of them that I really would ride with a lot isn't an instructor anymore. But anyway, okay, let's just get into the Boston one. So James is who I first started riding with when I came here to Boston for school in 2015. And yeah, I started riding in 2016 and started coming to Boston after I had my first ride in Montauk. Anyway, I'd always ride with James. Loved him so much. I'll tell you a little bit about their teaching styles and if that can give any sort of indication of just how different the classes are based on, you know, the instructor that you have. So James had always just been my favorite. He's one of my favorites to this day. I'm so sad that he left us and is in New York because he is the instructor where you leave and you feel like a badass. Bitch, am I allowed to say that? I don't know. You just feel like you can conquer the world. You're just like, yeah, like, like I just got after it. Like I'm so strong. I can do anything. I can like conquer the world. He is just so motivational and inspiring. I would always cry in his class, especially when he would talk about his journey at all, because he would always talk about how he lost so much weight. He used to be overweight and he got just really healthy, really in shape, and obviously, yeah, is in crazy good shape now. He is an instructor for SoulCycle. And it's just so inspiring to hear him talk and just be in his class. And his class is so hard and he has the best music. And it's like just really fun remixes. It's literally like a party being in his class. I just can't explain it any other way. And I miss it so bad. And then I want to talk about Maddie. Maddie's another instructor in, I was going to say in SoulCycle, in Boston. For SoulCycle that I have ridden with a lot. And Maddie is so sweet. She literally, how I would describe her to anyone when I first started going, I remember, was like a little Energizer bunny. She's this like tiny little blonde girl and she just has so much energy and has really good music too, like a lot of pop and just like new remixes and music, I feel like. And her classes are really tough and just a lot of fun. She's really like inspiring, like happy, high energy. And then there's Sarah, who you guys know me and Maggie probably ride with the most. We love Sarah. I remember I probably rode with her a couple times when I first came to Boston, but really got into riding with her when I started riding for her. And just, I just love her class. She just has like the best attitude about it all. I really like the community she creates within SoulCycle, because when you go to one of her classes, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like you paid the money to be there so you can do whatever you want. It's not that serious. She always says that. It's not that serious. If you are having an off day and you're really tired or you don't feel good and you want to sit and you want to chill, like you paid the money to be there and it's your class and you can do whatever you want kind of thing, you know? But also she pushes you in a way that's like you can do it and like you know you can do it because she tells you you can do it. But it's like you believe in yourself and you're like, oh yeah, I can do it because she says I can, not because she's like telling me to or making me, if that makes sense. I don't know. She just has the best class, the best music. She has a lot of like oldie but goodie mixed with new stuff. And yeah, she just always has like new music and just all different playlists. And I love that about her. She's like very like versatile. Whenever she throws country in there, I freak out. I get so excited. I feel like we haven't had country in a while, but you guys know I love country. So whenever like Sweet Home Alabama is just in there or something, I'm like, oh yeah, let's get it. Charlotte, I know, has been here for a while, along with Aaronella. I want to say they were the ones that started the studio in Boston, the first SoulCycle studio. And yeah, Charlotte, I've ridden with several times, and I feel like she does a lot of like oldie but goodie as well. Her classes is tough. That reminds me a lot of, well, Allison left. She's in New York now. I feel like she would also have like oldie but goodie, and she would do these hip hop rides that were like so fun on Sundays. I would go, and yeah, I miss her too because she's in New York. I know I said Erin L. So Erin L has also been teaching, instructing for so long now, and she is one of the most amazing instructors. I miss her class. I haven't been in a little while, just the way like the times work out, but she's been instructing for so long, and I feel like she really emphasizes good form and just like riding the way you're supposed to and the way that you're not going to get injured. And she's the best music, and she honestly pushes me more than anyone else. Her and Laura Crago, I feel like their classes remind me of each other just because they're really tough and they really push you. But again, it's like, you know you can do it because they're telling you can do it. And they remind me a lot of like a coach that's like coaching me through this workout, especially Erin. Laura's new. Not new to instructing at all. She's been an instructor for so long, you guys. She came from San Diego, but now she's in Boston. Her class is amazing. I love instructors that have been instructors for so long because they are so confident in teaching their class that you feel like, oh yeah, I can do it. Like, they can do it. I can do it. They've been doing this for so long. Like, I can do it too, kind of thing. So that's really how I feel in her class. She's so inspiring, so motivational. I mean, they all are, but yeah, I really love Laura's class. I really love Erin's class. Then there is Lisa, she's in New York now too. All these people are leaving for New York. Me and Louisa, especially, are Lisa's just biggest fans. We could just not even say enough good things about her. She is a freaking best. Her class is amazing. She has the best music. She's just so happy. Her class is just so fun, and just you feel so good when you leave. I just don't know how to explain it. I feel like I'm saying the same things out of, they're just all the best, and I love them all. Johnny, I didn't talk about yet. He is still instructing in Boston. I think he's switching to part-time, but he is so funny. I just don't know how to explain it. Like, me and Natalie go to his class when we want to laugh for the whole time. Like, you're literally laughing and just like having a good time. He's so fun and funny, and I always miss his class because it's just so fun. Then there's Annie, who I also haven't been to in a while. I miss her class. She is like the sweetest human. I love her class. She has the best new remixes too. I feel like I said that about a couple people. She has the best remixes. She has the best playlists, the best songs. And yeah, she rides really awesome. I like that she's taller like me, because I feel like I can see an example of how I should be writing, because I feel like a lot of soul instructors are shorter for girls. Well, that's such a lie. Like, Laura's tall, Aaron's tall. But yeah, anyway, I like that Annie's tall like me, because I feel like I try to ride like her. Then I wrote down, in Newport, whenever I go to like Laguna Beach or anything, I always ride with Alexa and Jamie. I love both of them. They're amazing. Jamie's class, you guys, can I just say, is maybe the hardest, most crazy thing you'll ever do in your whole entire life. It is so challenging. I cannot keep up. I don't know how anyone does in there. It is so hard, but it's so good, and it pushes you like crazy. She is just has the craziest energy in like the craziest environment in this class. I can't explain it. You just have to go to see. And Alexa, also so hard. I feel like soul classes will be kind of like a different level of challenging based on where the class is. But also, I hate saying that because the class is as hard as you make it, right? So turn up the resistance, and guess what? It's harder. Turn down the resistance, and guess what? It's easier, you know? But Alexa and Jamie, so difficult. Alexa, love her music. She rides so sturdy and strong, and is such like a good example for riding again. And I just feel like I'm always DMing her. She's so sweet. I'm like her fan. She's adorable. And her class is really hard. I remember I brought Max. I went with my grand little Audrey, and it was, yeah, she just has a really hard class. In Miami, I always make sure I ride with Aubrey. She reminds me a lot of Lisa, who me and Louisa love. They're just so sweet, have the best class, just so fun, the best music, like really good vibes. And oh, I wrote down Mel Griffith. So not to get way too into, I know I've been talking about Soul Cycle for so long, but when me and Maggie went on the Soul Cycle retreat in Texas, Melanie Griffith was there, and she has been an instructor in New York forever. And I can say that because she is actually the first rider that ever became an instructor. And she just has like the most incredible story. I can't say it all. It's so long, and I will cry because there are some sad moments. But she is like one of the most amazing people I've ever met, and like really embodies what Soul Cycle is, and is just like the kindest, most like pure soul. So I guess I only rode with her that one time in Texas when we were with her, but I cannot wait to ride with her in New York. And yeah, there was this one instructor I'd always ride with in New York, Alex Cantor. She's not an instructor anymore. I think she went back to school, but I would always ride with her in New York because she was just also really good vibes. And yeah, I just thought I would talk quickly about instructors, because they really do make the class, and they're all amazing. And any instructor that I didn't, you know, say anything about that I've ridden with before, I probably just forgot to include here, or especially any of the ones in Boston, because I talked about so many. If I didn't talk about any in Boston, I probably haven't ridden with them, and I really should. Like, I know Tori, for example, I've never ridden with, which I don't know how, because Maggie and Brooke were like, oh, she's so good, she really plays a lot of like hip-hop, like you would love it. So there's just some people that I haven't been to, but it's not like I'm purposely leaving them out or anything. But yeah, I thought it was just meaningful to talk about instructors quick, because they're so special, and I feel like really make the class. And when I was talking with Tori, when I was visiting Max one time, we were just talking about how you feel so close to the instructors when you take their class, and you really do bond with them. And it's, yeah, it's just crazy how you look up to them and feel so connected and close with them so quickly. So yeah, I just talked about Soul Cycle for a while. I still feel like there's so much more I could talk about, but hopefully that was like interesting, helpful in a way. And quickly, we can talk about my holiday plans, right? Because I wanted to include that in here. So, like I said, visiting my mom tomorrow, and Sunday we are going to Max's game in Worcester. I am so excited. If any of you guys are going, we'll meet you. And after that, he has a 10-day break until Christmas, so he actually has practice Christmas Day, like Christmas Day night, like the 25th in the evening. So he has to leave Christmas morning, afternoon, which is kind of sad, but I'm just happy that I get the 10 days off leading up to Christmas. He has a little break. So after his game Sunday, he's going to come back to Boston with me, and then like the 16th of December through like the 20th in the morning, we're going to be on Cape Cod visiting his family, which I love going to his hometown. It's so fun. I love his family. And yeah, I can't wait for that and just to be with him, obviously. And then on the 20th, we're coming back to Boston because, well, first of all, Lucy and Dara fly in. We're going to get them at the airport. I cannot wait to see them. And we are all going to stay in my apartment in Boston on the 20th. And then on the 21st, drive to Albany together. But also on the 20th, Max and I are going to the Nutcracker. I cannot wait. I was going to say we do that every winter. Well, at least I do that every winter. And starting last year when we were together, started going together. So that's just a tradition that I know we'll keep like forever. We got to go like every December, because it's one of my favorite things. And then the 21st through the 25th, Max will be in Albany. But I will be in Albany like the 21st through like the 30th. And Lucy and Dara, I think, are there through maybe January 2nd. I think they're there for New Year's. But then December 30th through January 8th, I want to say, I'm going to Reading to visit Max, which I'm so excited. We're going to be together so much. And I'm just excited to be there for New Year's. And I just can't wait for all this time with like boyfriend, friends, family. It's going to be great. And yeah, you guys, I think I just did that all in one take. Sorry if it was messy. Sorry if I was breathing. Sorry if I blabbed on way too long about just life updates, soul cycle, what to be happy about, but I just thought that this would be really fun. Thank you guys so much for listening and just supporting me, because this podcast has been something that's just been so much fun for me. And I love how I always say I'm going to make a Facebook group, and I've just never done that. And it makes me kind of sad that I haven't, because I like want to hear your guys' feedback. But again, if you guys comment on my happy hour Instagram, then if you comment on any of those posts, I'll like always see those. So that's probably the best way I can get your feedback. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.